November 17, the gracious invitation, seek the Lord and His strength, seek His face continually, 1 Chronicles 16:11. Those who become children of God are under obligation to Him to do all in their power to seek and to save the lost. The gracious invitation first given by Christ is to be taken up by human voices and sounded throughout the world. The Spirit and the Bride say, Come, and let him that heareth say, Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely, Revelation 22:17. The church is to say, Come. Every power in the church is to be actively engaged on the side of truth. The followers of Christ are to combine in a strong effort to call the attention of the world to the fast-fulfilling prophecies of the Word of God. Oh, how solemn and important is the work entrusted to us. How far-reaching this work is in its results. How are we to obtain strength and wisdom necessary for its successful accomplishment? As Daniel sought the Lord, so are we to seek Him. Daniel declares, I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. Daniel 9:3. We are to seek the Lord in humility and contrition, confessing our own sins and coming into close unity with one another. As surely as we seek the Lord earnestly, He will make the way plain before us. All around us are doors open for service. Let us prayerfully study the work to be done and then enter upon it with full assurance of faith. We are to labor in quietness and humility in the meekness and lowliness of Christ, realizing that there is a trying time before us and that we shall always need heavenly grace in order to understand how to deal with minds. It is the patient, humble, godlike worker who will have something to show for his labors. As a people and as individuals, our success depends not on numbers, on standing, nor on intellectual attainments, but on walking and working with Christ. It is time now to gather strength from the source of all strength, to cry aloud and spare not, to press back the clouds of darkness that the light of heaven may be revealed.